the book you're talking about is Atlantis Rising.
Yes.
And that book discusses the civilization of Atlantis at its peak of technology and consciousness. And it is my belief that Atlantis was in contact with extraterrestrial beings of very, let's say, extra-dimensional beings, and that the story of the 13 crystal skulls comes from Atlantis, where 13 crystal skulls were united to form a galactic computer. Now, that may sound far out to some people, but if we remember that our own computer network is based on liquid crystal, quartz is the basis of our entire technological prowess, then it is not that absurd to imagine that a civilization could have been using crystal for those purposes. So that book, Atlantis Rising, goes into great detail to explain that the 13 crystal skulls consisted of 12 crystal skulls that were activated by one master skull, and that the master was actually a holographic projection of the other 12 skulls. It's pretty incredible information, and I hope you get a chance, those of you who are listening, I hope you get a chance to read it.
What do you think happened to Atlantis, Patricia?
I believe that Atlantis came down with a man-made, man-induced cataclysmic event. I don't think it was a natural earthquake or a volcano, but rather the abuse of technology, not unlike what we are close to doing now. And that Atlantis, the theme of the book is that Atlantis should serve as a paradigm for what you're doing now. Don't let it happen again.
But it will, because history repeats itself.
Yes, it does. We have these peaks and valleys where we seem to reach the pinnacle of our civilization, and then we plunge down into the valley and then rebuild. That seems to be the cyclical nature of this planet.